Although these buildings once had many workers, they now only house tourists. This is the place that helped build the 20th century. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mary Ann Gerbakis retells the story of one of the greatest inventors this country has ever known. He grew up in northern Ohio and had but a few months of formal schooling. From there, young Thomas Edison just continued to show a gift for looking at old things in new ways.
He was very young when he began being entrepreneurial, when he began selling candy on the railroad and producing his own newspaper and becoming a teletype operator. And that sort of entrepreneur spirit really followed him through his life.
In fact, Edison wouldn't put his trademark on things he didn't believe had a market in the American household. When Edison was just a teenager, he saved a young child from being hit by a runaway boxcar. The appreciative father offered to teach Edison how to work the telegraph for the railroad. The career earned him money and a wife.
He was a teletype operator, and he met his first wife, Mary Stillwell, and they even called their first little boy and girl Dot and Dash.
During his lifetime, Edison would hit extreme highs and lows in his role as an inventor. One of his best assets was having great friends.
Mr. Edison always made money, and then he would lose it by plowing it into the next invention. So there were lots and lots of highs and lows. And later in his life, when his losses became more dramatic, he was bailed out several times financially by his good friend Henry Ford.
When you stop to consider what Edison gave to the world, one of his most important contributions was giving us more time, in a sense.
Nothing is essentially life-changing as bringing light into darkness. Before Thomas Edison, our days ended with the sun setting.
We'll continue with the Edison story next time as we travel the countryside, West Orange, New Jersey. I'm Andrew McCray.